University of Nevada, Reno, Assistant Professor Dr. Adrian Harpold has done research on the effects of humidity on melting snowpack. But I have a question on humidity. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
There's not a lot of humidity in Idaho. There's not a lot of humidity in Nevada. Where does that humidity come from?
That's a great question. The humidity in the air requires two things. It requires the water source itself, and then it requires that the temperature of that water is relatively high. And the higher the temperature of that water vapor is, so those water droplets in the air, the more essentially water vapor can be held by the atmosphere. And so there's a relationship between temperature and humidity. The higher the temperature, the more humidity. But that's not a universal relationship. In places like the Pacific Northwest and parts of Idaho, Idaho's a tricky one because it's both arid in places and more humid in others. But in some humid places, you can be, say, close to 0 degrees Celsius, close to freezing, and be associated with a much higher humidity than at the same 0 degrees in a more arid place like, say, southern Colorado. And that's because there's just more water available to evaporate and go up into the atmosphere. So you can imagine all the lakes, the closer you are to the ocean, generally the wetter you are, the more available water there is to evaporate. If you're in a desert, you could be quite warm, but there's no water to evaporate and be held as humidity in the air. So your humidity is often lower.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.